For months, Utahns have been told to watch out for the imminent flood of 2011. While that was a topic of discussion at the Davis County Sheriff's Department on Monday, where over three dozen community leaders met to learn about possible natural disasters coming to the Beehive State, the other focus was on debris flows, fast-moving liquefied landslides, which Snow Survey Supervisor Randy Julander with the Natural Resources Conservation Service says are likely going to be a big problem.
Debris flows are a really nasty natural phenomenon that can move very quickly and knock houses off the foundation, cause immense amounts of damage.
Julander says debris flows happen when there is supersaturated soil, snowmelt, and a steep slope, all of which are prevalent in Utah. He says there has already been a report of a debris flow up Weber Canyon over the weekend, and if it were up to him, he wouldn't let anybody living along a creek in the Wasatch Front sleep in the basement for the next 6 weeks.
The reason for that is if you have a significant, either a flood or a debris flow that occurs in the middle of the night, it can fill your basement up so very quickly that escape becomes nearly impossible.
Richard Giroux is a geologist with the Utah Geological Survey and says the risk of debris flows in Davis County in particular is the highest he's seen since 1983.
We melted 57 inches of water in 35 days. On average, we lost 1.6 inches of water per day. And as a result, we saw a lot of flooding. We also saw a lot of debris flow.
Law enforcement crews say they were there to learn about what to do in case these types of things do happen, but homeowners have not yet been briefed. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.